Shortly after 11 a.m., around 100 Sitka High School students walked out of their school building, crowding around the front entrance. Student body president Edward Richards addressed them.
Unfortunately, despite students like us and hundreds of others who are currently walking out of their schools across Alaska, knowing the crises our schools are facing, those at the very top cannot hear us. We have spoken up at the legislature and told those in power that without an increase to the base student allocation, our programs will be cut, our classroom sizes will skyrocket, and opportunities will vanish. But it seems words are insufficient.
In mid-March, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed Senate Bill 140, the first significant bipartisan increase to the base student allocation, or BSA, in years. Then the state legislature failed to override the veto by a single vote. Richards told KCAW that by failing to override the veto, the Alaska legislature had not fulfilled its constitutional obligation to adequately fund schools.
I will say we are lucky here in Sitka to have such a supporting community around our education, but I mean, in some of the rural schools, they're dealing with asbestos and black mold within their schools. And that, I mean, you can't even argue that's inadequate because that's just unsafe.
Earlier this year, students traveled to Juneau to lobby the legislature for a funding increase. Junior Jasmine Wolf was one of them.
Again and again, like, my voice was just, sometimes it was being heard, sometimes it was not, and I was just repeating myself over and over again. And the hope with this statewide walkout is that all over the state, kids all the way from Utiavik down to Thorne Bay, our voices are being heard.
Across Sitka's O'Connell Bridge, about 100 other students gathered in the parking lot of Mount Edgecombe High School, Alaska's state-run boarding school. Student Graydon Baker held a homemade cardboard sign that read, "Kids, not cuts." Baker is worried that courses like welding and EMT certification will be cut.
And if we lose this funding, then those classes could possibly shut down. And that's ultimately ruining my future and how I'm going to live my life. So I'd just like to say, Governor Dunleavy, please don't do this.
A few feet away, junior Gail McCreary held a sign that read, "Don't cut my future," with a drawing of scissors. McCreary is from the village of Norvik and skipped Japanese class to protest today out of concerns about cuts to staff and art programs.
The whole reason many of the people here came to Mount Edgecombe is we came for a better education than we could receive in our home village. And so it's really important to me that Mount Edgecombe and honestly every public school has the funding so they can give kids what they need.
McCreary said that SB 140 would allow the school to keep teachers and purchase much needed supplies. McCreary gestured to the sea of cardboard signs to illustrate that point.
There's a couple ones that, like, there's black outlines for letters but they're not colored in. And that was really ironic to me because while I was making the signs for this protest, I was using, like, markers, you know, like materials that have not been replaced in years. And, like, there's a strong sense of irony here.
Back at Sitka High, Edward Richards told classmates that the walkout should be the beginning of their organizing work, not the end.
Let the statement of solidarity move the conversation forward. Let us make it clear that the students of Alaska believe in education, and we are willing to fight for it. Thank you.
After 40 minutes, the number of votes needed to override the governor's veto, students in Sitka and across the state filed away their signs and returned to class. With reporting from Catherine Rose, in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.